So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Akiva's source for Kol Davar Shebachayva Ein Bo Ela Min HaChulin. All karbanos that are obligatory must come only from chulin, because the pasuk in Parshas Tzav states Zeis HaTera La'ila La'mincha La'chatas La'ashem La'milum La'zevach Hashlam. There's a hekesh, a comparison between all the karbanos, and we derive certain halachas from one to all the others. And the hekesh of chatas teaches Ma chatas Ein Bo Ela Min HaChulin Avkol Ein Bo Ela Min HaChulin. Just like a chatzis, which is obligatory, comes only from chulin, so too all karbanos that are obligatory must come only from chulin. And we know the chatzis must come from chulin because the pasuk of Parim Kippurim states, the hikar of Aaron is para chatzis asher loy. Loy, mishal loy, beloy mishal meiser. The Kohen Gadol must buy the par with his own money and not with money of meiser sheni. The Gemara proceeds with another version in the hekesh of Bezei Satir and expounds each word of this pasuk. Oyla, the word lo'oyla teaches, ma oyla tuna kli, av kol toin kli. All karbanos must be shechted with a knife that is a kli sharis and not with a stone, as we see from Akedas Yitzchak, where the pasuk states, "V'yishlach Avram es yod bikech es hamachelas." And in the end, Avram Avinu used this knife to shech the isle as a karban oila, as the pasuk states, "V'yaleu lo'ila tachas benoi." Mincha, the word lamincha teaches, "Ma mincha ein nachelas el zirchi kahuna, avkol ein nachon el lezirchi kahuna." All kachim may only be eaten by male kahana, as we see from karban mincha, where the pasuk states, "Kol zacha bekam yechlena." And as the Gemara explains, the drasha is only needed for shalmei tzibur. The shlam that the tzibur brings on Shavuos with the shtei halechem, which is kachay kachim, and the pasuk there does not specify that it may only be eaten by zirchei kahuna. However, regarding chatas v'ashim, the Torah explicitly writes, kol zacha b'kahan yechalenu. Chatas. The word l'chatas teaches, ma chatas mekachay bebelua, av kol mekachay bebelua. All the karbanos that absorb the taste of a carbon that was more chamer than them, or pasul, acquire the same status as that carbon. As we see from Karma Chatas, where the pasuk states, Kol Ashayiga Bibsari Yiktosh. The word Yiktosh teaches, Lias Kamaya, in Basula Hiti, Pasal, Vim Ksheri Hitechel Kachamar Shabbat. If a carbon that was Chamar, more stringent, or Pasal, touched another carbon that was Kil, more lenient and kosher, if the second carbon absorbed the taste of the first carbon, the second carbon acquires the same status and becomes Chamar or Pasal like the first carbon. Asham. The word Vala Asham teaches, Ma Asham in Shvir Vishayu Kadeshboy, Avkol in Shvir Vishayu Kadeshboy. An all female karbanis, such as chatzis v'shlam, the ibur, the fetus in the womb, does not get the kedusha of its mother until birth, as we see from a karban asham where there is no kedusha for an ibur because an asham must be a zachar. As the Gemara explains, this drasha concurs only with the opinion of v'lodis kachim b'habiyasin hin kedushim. The offspring of kachim get their kedusha only at birth, while others hold v'lodis kachim b'me'imun hin kedushim. The offspring of kachim get their kedusha even before birth. And this drasha holds v'danin efshar mishi'i efshar. We can derive the possible from the impossible, as in this halacha of Vladis Kachim, from Karban Ashim, where an Ibur is impossible, because an Ashim is always a Zachar. Miluim. The word v'le miluim teaches, ma miluim ma'isrein b'sreifa, ve'im ba'lechayim ma'isrein b'sreifa, avkol ma'isrein b'sreifa, ve'im ba'lechayim b'ma'isrein b'sreifa. In all karbanas, only if the karban was already slaughtered, its leftovers are to be burned. But if a live carbon became leftover, such in the case of She'im, Parish, Nechatois, Lachrayas, a person set aside two animals for a karma chatas. One animal becomes the chatas, while the other animal, the backup that was left over, is put out to pasture until it gets a mum and then redeemed. But it's not burnt. As we see from the Karbanis Milum, in which they set aside only one animal for the Karbanis Tiber, and there were no live Karbanis left over. Shlam. The words Ulezevach HaShlam teach, Ma Shlam Mefaglenu Mespaglen, Avkom Mefaglenu Mespaglen. Pigal only applies to a carbon like a shlamim, which includes both a mefagel, the dam that caused the pigal, and a mespagel, the basar that becomes pigal, and that the avodas adam, which is usually a matter, which usually causes a heter achila to the basar, now causes the isra of pigal to take effect on the basar. And we see this from the psukim of shlamim, where pigal is primarily discussed. And likewise, in all other carbonis, the basar and the items that come with the carbon, such as nesach and malach mitayda, also become pigal. However, pigal does not apply to karbanos such as minchas kehanim, which there is no matter, and the whole carbon is burnt together. The Gemara also explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, the pasuk of v'zavach the pesach l'shem l'kecha tzeinu vakar is not the source for davish b'cheva ein bo ela min achulim. Rather, that pasuk is one of three sources for the halacha of meisra pesach karv shlam. An unused carbon pesach may be brought during the year as a carbon shlam, because the pasuk states v'zavach the pesach l'shem l'kecha tzeinu vakar v'haloim pesach bo ela min akvasim min ha'izim. Why does the pasuk mention bakar regarding karban pesach, which can only be brought from sheep or goats, but not from cattle? Ela meisra pesach yehela davar haba min atzayin min habakar. Rather, this pasuk teaches us that an unused karban pesach is considered a karban that can be brought from sheep or cattle, i.e. eshlam. The Gemara cites another two sources for the halacha of meisra pesach karav eshlam from the pasuk in Parshas VeYikra. Ve'im min atzayin karban lezevach eshlam davar haba min atzayin yehela zevach eshlam. Something that can only be brought from sheep or goats, a carbon pesach, can become a carbon shlam. If it was not used Erev Pesach as a Karban Pesach, it can be brought after Pesach as a Karban Shlam. From the next pasuk in Pasha Beyikra, Im Keves Hu Makavis Karbanai, and we expound, Lahavi Pesach Sha'abi Shanasai, Bishlam Habon Machmas Pesach, Lachom Mitzvah Shlam. Karban Pesach that is more than 1 year old or an unused Pesach are brought as a Shlam. And the Gemara explains, Tzlasa Kroig Sivi, all three psukim are needed to teach that Mesra Pesach Karv Shlam, because they refer to three different circumstances. Chad La'abri Zmanai V'abri Shanasai, D'itchile Legamri. Where it is both after Pesach and the carbon is more than 1 year old, and so it completely lost its status as a Pesach. V'chad la'abri zmanei v'la'abri shenasei, the chaz la'pesach sheni, where it's after Pesach, but the carbon is still less than 1 year old and suitable for Pesach sheni. Nevertheless, it becomes a shlamen because the itchilei mi'pesach rishon, it can no longer be brought as an ordinary Pesach. And v'chad la'abri zmanei v'la'abri shenasei, where it's both before Pesach and the carbon is not too old, but one brought it shalei l'shma for the sake of another carbon. Even though the Pesach reached a Namichazi, it could have been used as a Karban Pesach of this year, nevertheless, it is considered a Shlam. Hanlach Perak HaToida HaYisaba, where Baruch Hashem completed the 8th Perak of Masechet Menachos, and will begin the 9th Perak, called Karbanos HaTzibur, in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.